The Nonprofit Podcast, powered by DonorBucks.
Burnout tends to peak in the giving and holiday seasons, and we all know why. Heavy workloads, campaign and grant deadlines, understaffed teams, tight budgets. This all takes a toll on the well-being of our teams. Welcome to the Nonprofit Podcast. I'm Jenna, nonprofit advocate here at DonorBox. We're here each week with practical actions you can use today to increase donations and take your nonprofit to the next level tomorrow. And today we have five practical actions that will help your team feel refreshed and energized during this busy time of year. This is a quick, actionable podcast episode, and hopefully it's just the boost you and your team need right now. This can sound trite, but our first tip is so important. Put on your own oxygen mask first. Giving season can feel overwhelming. When you're bogged down by work and trying to serve your community, it can feel like there's never enough time in the day. That's why taking care of yourself is so important. You need to put on your oxygen mask first before you can effectively help anyone else. In the nonprofit world, we often prioritize helping others. I mean, that's why we got into this sector in the first place, right? But we wear ourselves out until there's nothing left. And then we wonder why we aren't accomplishing as much as we want to. But when you invest in your own well-being, you'll be more productive, better able to help others, and more likely to accomplish what you set out to do. Take some time for yourself, whether it's treating yourself to something that makes you feel happy, or even just getting a good night's rest, and see how big of an impact it will have on your day to day. Next, prioritize. Did you know the word priorities, plural, rarely appeared in print until the 20th century? For more than 500 years, priority was singular. There can only be one first thing, one priority. Focusing on what is essential right now and giving yourself permission to revisit other work after the new year might be just what you need right now. Stay out of the weeds and work on the most important tasks now to get you to the end of the year. Oh, and work smarter, not harder. Another fun fact, one study found that those who work 70 hours a week, 70, get no more work done than those who work 55 hours in a week. Keep an eye out for time wasters that might distract you from what really needs your attention right now. Our third tip today might just be my favorite, enlist volunteers. Volunteers can be a huge asset in helping you accomplish your goals. The key here is to choose the right work for the right volunteers. Volunteers with professional experience like marketing, design, or communications might take on a more specialized role, while others are better suited for simpler tasks like sorting mail, running errands, or answering phones to free you up to focus on something that requires your special level of expertise. There are people who are willing to help, but might not know that you need some extra hands right now. So don't be afraid to ask. If you don't ask, the answer is always no. And then once you do ask, then be strategic about the work that you're giving them. Here's one more burnout buster. Focus on your mission. Most of us have a driving passion to create a better world, and that often fuels the burnout fire. The most important thing you can do as a leader is to help your team remember the why of what they're doing. If you don't, then the fire of purpose can be extinguished by the burnout that sets in. To avoid that, take time every day to reflect on the big picture. What are you doing to make the world a better place? How does your organization help those who need it most? It's important for nonprofit employees to be able to see and experience firsthand the impact of your organization's programs on your beneficiaries. Engage with your programs, your volunteers, and your supporters through site visits or even by Zoom or video call. This will be a reminder of the impact of your work and hopefully reignite the fire of purpose. Most burnout bites when we feel like what we do has no meaning. And finally, give each other grace. The giving season is a busy season, and workplaces can be filled with tension. Giving grace means giving your team what they need to succeed. Maybe that looks like specific encouragement or constructive feedback, or maybe it looks like an all-hands-on-deck attitude when you all pitch in to help when a project is particularly overwhelming, or maybe it even looks like giving a second chance or forgiving a mistake. Oh, and don't take bad moods personally. After all, everyone has bad days. We're all human. And surprising your team with some special treats in this time of year can also go a long way. You can even consider adding something fun to your work calendar, like a potluck lunch or a 30-minute online trivia break, just to bring out some smiles. Whatever you choose, make sure it's something that works for your organization and inspires positivity in the workplace. It's tough to deal with burnout, and each of us deals with it differently. If you're looking for some information on the topic and want to go a little deeper, we have a great blog post for you that talks about how to recognize and beat nonprofit burnout. Be sure to get the help you need when you need it. That blog post is linked for you in the show notes. And thank you for choosing to spend time with the Nonprofit Podcast. I hope you've left with the confidence to take a small step today that will make a big difference tomorrow. Don't forget to download and review the podcast or give it a thumbs up if you're listening to the Nonprofit Podcast on YouTube. Your review is a great way to help others find us. You're here to help others. We're here to help you. So until next time, stay inspired.
People, passion, connection, action. Put the power to change the world in your supporters' hands this giving season. Maximum reach, maximum impact. Feel the fundraising power of connection. DonorBox Peer-to-Peer, helping you help others.